Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojo Pa, Maria, and Saroma. And as always, I would like to begin by having us honor our ancestors. And tonight, I'm going to read this beautiful, beautiful prayer that I found in our honoring of the ancestors. It's by what's called the Terma Collective, which relates to sacred teachings that were hidden away and that come back into light when it's time. And so I think it's time. And here we go. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you. And Creator, we're so grateful for these incredible, magical emissaries that you provide us with so that we can be guided on our journey of success, on our path here in life to be aligned with our highest purpose. May our eyes remain open even in the face of tragedy. May we not be disheartened. May we find in the delusion of our apathy and denial the cup of the broken heart. May we discover the gift of the fire burning in the inner chamber of our being, burning great and bright enough to transform any poison. May we offer the power of our sorrows to the service of something greater than ourselves. May our guilt not rise up to form yet another defensive wall. May the suffering purify and not paralyze us. May we endure. May sorrow bound us and not separate us. May we realize the greatness of our sorrow and not run from its touch or its flame. May clarity be our ally and wisdom our support. May our wrath be cleansing, cutting through the confusion of denial and greed. May we not be afraid to see or speak our truth. May the bleakness of the wasteland be dispelled. May the soul's journey be revealed and the true hunger fed. May we be forgiven for what we have forgotten and blessed with the remembrance of who we truly are. Ashe, ashe, amen. Ashin gabusila, and so it is, so it is, yes, yes. So thank you, and thank you to the Terma Collective for that beautiful prayer. So here we are, folks. We're in February, the first fire month out of three of this nature year, 2023, that will reveal the results and manifestations of all the radical shifts and unexpected gifts that have occurred from 2020 through 2022. As I shared before, the numerology of this year, the Universal Seven, represents wholeness and perfection, and it's associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles. And I should say free of the old obstacle, yes. So my theme for 2023, as a reminder to you, is about adversity as the engine of success, yes. And so what I'm doing is focusing on five collective commitments for this year that can help us navigate through. And I'm starting with this first one, which is about take credit. Yeah. And last week I talked about patting oneself on the back for still being here to celebrate that. And so tonight I'm going to talk about how fulfilling our higher needs, even having a willingness for that to happen, is part of us taking credit for the fact that we're still here and we're still standing, yeah. Now, for those who are listening in through the radio, through the podcast, you should know that if you have any problem with your internet connection, you can listen in through the phone. And here's that phone number. It is area code 563-999-3089. And as always, I invite you now to sit or lay back and join me for this exploration of the inner landscape so we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes. So here's my overview for you for tonight. I'm going to start off, as I did last week, with a Black History moment. And then I'm going to define for you higher needs and why it's essential for our happy endings. Then we're going to talk about the challenge of fulfillment of higher needs. And then, of course, I'm going to give you a personal growth opportunity which is prioritizing higher needs fulfillment. Yeah. So my quote for tonight comes from a very important woman in regards to women's liberation, but it also is about men's liberation. And this is Annalise Lynn. She's an American author. She was French-born, poet, and very groundbreaking in what she shared for the world about women. And the quote is, "And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than to risk to bloom." Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. So let me give you a Black History moment, since this is Black History Month. And I got, an article on my feed, my Google feed, about Hazel Scott. And the first time I saw Hazel Scott was in the movie Rhapsody in Blue in the 1940s. And she was this Black woman at the time. She was in Paris, and she's dressed in this beautiful white gown, and she's playing this beautiful piano music for George Gershwin. And she was very, very striking. And so I read this article about her, and then guess what? The next day, I'm on cable TV looking at Turner Classic Movies, and what jumps up? Yeah, Rhapsody in Blue, which I've seen 100 times because I love, love, love the music of George Gershwin. And the movie is done well in terms of getting access to some of his music. So there was, I had to watch it to see the scene with Hazel Scott. So let me share with you the great Hazel Scott. For you, those of you who don't know, she was born in 1920, and she was born in Trinidad, and she is one of the greatest American jazz and classical pianists and singers. She was showcased in movies in the 1940s to the 50s. Like I told you, Rhapsody in Blue was one of them. And she was also a very outspoken critic of racial discrimination and segregation. And she used her influence to improve the representation of Black Americans in Hollywood. Now, Hazel was a child prodigy. She could listen to something on the piano and imitate it immediately. And so at the age of 4, her mom moved her to New York City, and by the time she was 8, she was tagged to study at the Juilliard School of Music. So now you need to know, this is, she was born in 1920, okay? So this is now 1928, where she's at the age of 8 years old getting into Juilliard, where they would only take like 1 or 2 students a year. Yeah, she was that good. And in her teens, she performed in what was called Cafe Society. There's with these cafes, and the owner of it wanted a place for there to be diversity, so he called it the right place for the wrong people, but it was to allow, during a time of Jim Crow, you know, anyone who has the talent to be able to perform and make money at the Cafe Society, so she was a featured there. She also performed on radio. She also becomes the first Black American to host a television show. It's called The Hazel Scott Show, and you can see it here in this collage. And she also married Adam Clayton Powell. He was a renowned pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in Harlem, a politician who represented the Harlem neighborhood of New York City in the House of Representatives from 1945 until 1971. Yeah, he was elected to Congress for nearly 3 decades. And their son, Adam Clayton Powell III, he is an American journalist, a media executive, and a scholar who's the executive director of the USC, the University of Southern California, Electrical Cybersecurity Initiative. And he's also the USC's vice provost for globalization. He was for globalization from 2007 to 2010. So, again, her son just really, you know, been doing some very wonderful things in the world. Something else that happened with Hazel that doesn't get talked about enough is that during the time of the House Un-American activities, the craziness that went on where people in especially Hollywood were being brought and accused of being part of the Communist Party. This is during what they call McCarthyism era, the Red Scare. And so Hazel was brought to the committee, and she decided she was just going to talk herself. She wasn't going to have somebody, you know, lay out something for her. She was going to speak. And in that, she told him the truth. She just said that, you know, I'm not a part of the party, and I don't appreciate being accused of it. And if I was a part of it, you know, why would there be a problem? And she also basically said that, you know, the way that they were going about doing this in terms of the threats to the United States wasn't being done democratically. And so they immediately used their pull to get her blacklisted in Hollywood, and she loses her show. And had a nervous breakdown, and she decides, I'm done with America, and she goes over to France and to Europe and performs for a decade. She does return to the country in 67. She, like other expatriates, during the time of the civil rights movement in the 50s, did go and lend her support in a public way in Paris. But, you know, she just, again, always continued to perform and to be involved in the arts, you know, as long as she was alive. And she did die from cancer in 1981 in Manhattan. She was 61 years old, and she's buried in Flushing Cemetery in Queens, where a lot of other great people like Dizzy Gillespie, Johnny Hodges, and Louis Armstrong are also buried. So she's a forerunner to, like, Beyonce and other black entertainers that were so, are so iconic. And I thought it would be really cool for you to join me in remembering and honoring the life of Hazel Scott. So in my previous broad stream, I was talking about taking credit and the importance of doing that at this time in our journey. We're going to really, really, really be appreciative that we've come this far during these last 3 years. It has not been easy by any stretch of the word. So taking that time to just acknowledge ourselves and to feel good that we are still here, that we are still standing, I think is a really important thing to do so that we can concentrate on what I think is an important, important piece of self-mastery and living for our higher purpose and our happy ending. So getting to our higher needs, I wanted to first remind you about the higher and the lower timelines that I've talked about previously. And as you can see here, the lower timeline, that's our initial experience of being a human, and it's where we receive our core wound, we establish a pain body, engage in some or all of our five senses, and enact on inherited or conditioned belief systems from our environment of origin. And the lower timeline, you know, has boundaries and limitations because it is ruled by the five senses. But we all have access to a higher timeline, and it's our evolved experience of our human existence. This is where we can alchemize and transform our core wound into the treasure, where we see and accept our pain body and are able to stop it from taking over our thoughts and behaviors. So that higher timeline is, you know, this place where we get access to there's more than just eating, sleeping, having a roof over our head, being in a partnership with somebody, you know, that's superficial. You know, the higher timeline is where we are actually saying, I believe there's more and I want more. And in that higher timeline, you're going to be really getting in touch with more of the truth of who you are. Because the pain body and, you know, that core wound, that's not your truth. That's something that happened to you to help you really discover that truth. Yeah. And so here's how I define the higher needs. And if you think about it, to be in a higher timeline, right, I have to have experienced enough of a lower timeline to say there's got to be something more. And so my defining of the higher needs is about what more is there. And so these are some examples. This is definitely not an exhaustive list or the list, but it's the list that I want to share because I think some of these things you'll see and have resonate with you or have some meaning for you. So here they are. Higher needs: to be your authentic self all the time, to love and be loved in return, to have someone hold your hand through life's challenges, to be supported in learning, developing, and embracing your gifts, talents, and genius, to be supported in the sharing of your gifts, talents, and genius, and to have an authentic relationship with your God. So just think about that. Think about those things on that list. See what's resonating with you. Because sometimes I think we take these things for granted or we don't think that it's necessary. But everything on this list is required if you are going to experience fulfillment in life or happy endings in life. Everything on here. Because all of this is aligning with living in the higher timeline, living on a higher purpose, yeah. To know that we're not just here to suffer and struggle and be defeated by the madness, by the insanity, by the craziness that goes on, that no, there's another purpose, another perspective, yeah. And so when we look at these, it's a nice list, but it's hard to do. This is not an easy thing. These are not easy things. And they're not supposed to be. They're designed to be aspirations that will stretch us and grow us. Yeah. Stretch us and grow us. So I want to share with you now some of the challenges in regards to this. And the first one, of course, is that our lower timeline needs must be fulfilled and mastered, self-mastered first. And that's, you know, about everything with the five senses: eating, sleeping, having a place to live, having a job, having a home or homes, all of the things that really are in the external of our experience. So we got to get those fulfilled first. The other challenge is we can't remain in the higher timeline 24/7. So we got to learn how to create a balance for it. Our higher needs are not just about ourselves. They're connected to other people, places, and things in a way that sometimes a lower timeline needs aren't. Because, you know, when you become an adult and you have a job, you can get your food. Unless, of course, there's an earthquake or a war is going on, yeah, then, of course, you have to be open to receiving the help. But I'm talking about if you, you know, just are not dealing with natural or man-made disasters, and you're like, yeah, I can go eat. But for the higher timeline needs, all of those that I suggested, that I listed, require the engagement and participation with another human being. And then last but not least, the big challenge is higher needs require commitment to becoming the best version of ourselves. And, you know, that's something, too, that we grow into. because I know when I was in my 20s, I never thought about the best version of myself. I was more concerned about, you know, getting a little outfit that I could have to wear and some comfortable shoes to get to Disco 57. these kinds of thoughts weren't on my mind at that time. But thank goodness I know some people in their 20s and even a little younger that are thinking about these things. So times really have changed. But again, making that commitment to being the best version of yourself, it's a challenge. So having said all that, I want to give you some contemplative questions to help you consider where you're at in terms of getting those higher needs filled. And let me jump back here and just show them once again. Here we go. And like I said, all of these require the participation of someone else or something else. You know, having an authentic relationship with your God is something outside of yourself, outside of the 3D reality. Yeah. Absolutely. So here's the contemplative questions. One, which of these needs do you believe are fulfilled and why? Which of these needs are not fulfilled and why? To fulfill your highest needs, what do you believe needs to change in your life? Who around you can support you with the change you need to make? And what would your life be like if fulfilling all of your higher needs was your top priority in life? Wow. Just think about that. Just think about those questions. Just let them sit. You don't even have to have answers for this now. This is an exercise really just designed to kind of open you up to considering. And as I always say, everything always begins with a prayer and setting an intention. If you do decide, you know what, I do want to make this my top priority, I'm ready. Yeah, always starts with a prayer. Absolutely. So I believe that, you know, these questions and this, just these thoughts about having our higher needs met can help us as we move into 2023, leaving behind 2022, and really help us co-create an experience that has us really getting to our happy endings, really feeling in our joy and our peace. And of course, for all the people on the planet right now suffering from natural disasters or man-made disasters, we send out prayers to them and we hold them because we're all connected. We're all connected. Yeah. Ashe. So here's my Sarah saying for you for tonight, for this month, and this was on the kitchen cabinet. Body is a neon sign as to what is going on in your spirit and your emotions. Ashe, ashe. Thank you, Mama Sarah. So we have come to the end of the Wisdom Walk Talk for this evening. And as always, I want to thank my wonderful, wonderful engineer for the podcast, broadcast version, and that is Ms. Yvette Parker and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for giving me platform so that I can share my gifts, my talents, and my genius with those who are open to receiving. Yes. Also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, to my Wisdom Walkers, and you know who you are. Also to those who I have been recently in connection with. You know, what a gift it is to be meeting new people and to connecting in new ways. I'm so grateful to you, to my family on the East Coast, to my family in the Midwest, and to my family and my new family members here in SoCal. Much, much, much love to you. To to my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, my spiritual kin, and of course, my transformational leadership colleagues, and also to those of you who may be listening in or watching for the first time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big thank you. I surely couldn't be here without your willingness and openness to receive my gifts. Okay. Now, I will be live streaming my astrological wisdom for self-mastery. And I did finally get the elemental wisdom for the month of February up and available. And all this you can find on my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk Through Self-Mastery. Also, my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, and my community page, which is Wisdom Walk Community, which you're very welcome to join. I also want to let you know that my next broadcast live won't be until March, but next week for podcast listeners, this will be repeated as a broadcast on the 26th. And then on Sunday, March 5th, I'll continue with my next collective commitment still on Breakaway. Yeah, that's going to be really fun. Absolutely. But last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. So please, please have a wonderful nature week. We're in a nature week. Yes, yes, yes. Accepting and going along with change, being flexible. Now continue to wear your mask. Use the sign safety, not perceived safety. We've come through the experience of COVID to a point now where we do feel more able to move out and about. But remember, it's a microorganism, and it wants to live. So it's still out there dancing. And, you know, treat yourself well and do what you need to do to avoid having it come into your system. And most importantly, please remember that you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.